Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Oscar Way is the senior economist for the California Association of Realtors. And remember, you can't spell Oscar without C-A-R. He's been with C-A-R for 15 years, or probably longer, because I wrote this a few years ago. And Oscar Way analyzes housing market conditions, consumer behavior, public policy issues, using transactional data, survey research studies conducted by CAR, does data mining, economic and policy analysis, housing markets, not only in California, but local, regional, U.S., consumer research, trends, forecasts. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Oscar Way.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for inviting me back. And it's always nice to be here at the end of the year and provide some insights about the housing market.
Well, yes, I believe that you've kind of come on around the same time of the year towards in the last quarter, so it's a good timing. And of course, this year, we have something no one would have predicted. I know you guys like to do forecasts, but I'm sure the pandemic was not in the forecast. And then, and we'll get into later on, maybe in the second segment, your forecast for 2021, but this segment, we can talk about current housing market conditions. But how shocked were you when the pandemic hit and real estate took off like it did? Was it kind of expected to you, or was it a surprise?
Well, you are absolutely right. You know, nobody expected it. Well, I want to jump in a little bit and tell and say that we did have a early part of the year in February or so, you know, we started seeing some trend of, you know, the coronavirus, the pandemic issue. But we thought, okay, well, it's more like an issue like what we had, like what the economy had maybe about, 10, 15 years ago with SARS. It's not going to have a significant impact on, you know, the economy in the U.S. and also the housing market. But you're absolutely right. You know, when it hit, you know, when we had a shutdown, that part of it we expected. We expected the market to actually go down in terms of sales, even in terms of price, dipped a little bit in March, April, and May. But the other part, the part of coming back, you know, in the second half of the year, we knew that it's going to come back, but I didn't think that it's going to be that strong. So that part of it surprised me a little bit.
It's very interesting that you brought up February and you saw the potential pandemic and you referenced SARS. Do you remember anything from that era?
I don't remember specifically about the housing market. I remember at the time, you know, we had, you know, that was a global issue, and maybe more like an Asian market issues at that time. And I remember the economy was, you know, got taken a hit, you know, in the Asian market, but not so much in the U.S. I mean, there might be a little bit of a hiccup, you know, but, and the stock market may have, you know, dipped a little bit at that time, but bounced back, you know, pretty much very, very soon, unlike what we are seeing now. So I don't remember, I don't have a clear memory of exactly what had happened to, you know, the Asian market, but definitely not a whole lot, you know, for the U.S. housing market.
And the economy, not a big hit either way.
Except for the fact that, you know, there might be some issues with import-exports. But other than that, not a whole lot for the economy as a whole.
So as you mentioned, I track since March 13th is when in Santa Barbara we were able to continue showing properties. I know down in certain parts of L.A., I don't know if it was Beverly Hills, where they couldn't even show property. We, with much strict rules and regulations, continue to show property. But no caravans, agent caravans, no public open houses, strict rules, you know, single people, gloves, wiping down, everything. But boy, right at March 13th, we had been averaging 20.6 pendings per week year to date, and then suddenly it was 13, 8, 9, 7, 9, 13, 14, 19, 18, 17. So it took all those weeks, I don't know how many weeks I just rattled off, 8 or 9 weeks, before suddenly it hit 32 and in the 30s, 41, high 30s, 41, 48, 52. I mean, just an insane market here. predominantly Montecito, higher end, but all over. What are you seeing where you research?
You're absolutely right. You know, I think, you know, when we look at the graph, it might be easier to take a look at the graph and see, you know, the market fluctuate. And what we saw at the state level, and of course in LA County and some of the other counties as well, we saw that, yes, in March, April, now, a lot of time we look at closed sales, and that's a hindsight. But when we look at even, you know, closed sales, pending sales, and active listings, we saw that a significant dip, you know, in closed sales in March, April, and May. And when I say a significant dip, I'm talking about 30%, 40% dip in sales compared to the previous year. And that's what a lot of economists use, you know, the V-shape, you know, the significant decline in sales and then a bounce back, you know, as the V-shape recovery. Now, of course, at that time, we didn't know that whether it's going to be a V-shape or U-shape recovery for the housing market. But, you know, that's 3 months, the second quarter, that was really, really tough. And you're absolutely right, starting in July, now, just to give you an idea, for the first half of the year, because of the second quarter's significant drop in sales, we actually had at that point, for the first half, we were actually down by about close to 13% on a year-to-date basis, meaning comparing the first 6 months of the year to last 6 months, the 6 months of last year, we were down about 13%.
In the number of
but
sales?
Then, of course, July, we started picking up significantly, and we started seeing 20, 30, 40% year-over-year gain in sales, and we just never looked back.
Unbelievable. My guest, Oscar Way, he's the senior economist for the California Association of Realtors. Remember, you can't spell Oscar without C-A-R. So 20, yeah, so that's what we've seen as well. And I like that you do year-to-date, comparing the first 6 months mm-hmm. versus last 6 months. And then that's the number of sales. Now, what about the median price?
Yes, median price also, you know, started rising quite a bit. Now, I did not give you the year-to-date number for as of this point, which is the first 10 months of the year. I said, you know, for the first 6 months, it was down 13%. And as of now, though, you know, yes, we're still down a little bit, but we're only down 1.3% compared to last year. So we have covered a lot. We have recovered a lot of ground. What about price? As you said, price actually has been, you know, we're seeing increase in price in terms of the median price. Now, we talk about median price all the time. But in terms of median price at the state level, we started seeing the statewide median price started setting new record highs. Currently, it was in October, the statewide median price hit 711, and that's not the highest. Actually, September was the highest with 712,000, which is really, really high. We're seeing double-digit gain for the last 3-4 months on a year-over-year basis in terms of price. Now, I have to clarify, though, some of those, of course, we're talking about median price. Part of those increase in median price is due to change in the mix of sales, but we definitely have about, you know, 8%, 9% increase that are real increase, you know, real appreciation. The other additional, you know, 4%, 5%, or 6%, those are probably due to change in a mix of sales.
Excellent. And thank you for pointing out that you initially were talking about the first 6 months of the year, where you said California, number of sales down 13%. And then you brought us up to the first 10 months of the year, only down 1.9%. So that's about an 11.9% shift or 11, 12% shift.
Something like that. 1.3 to be exact, yeah.
1.3%. That's a good shift. Of a turnaround from 13% down to 1.3%, that's almost an 11%, a 12%, almost a 12% gain. Now, just to give you an idea, in Santa Barbara, in the South Coast, from Carpinteria to Goleta, in June, year to date, we were down 20% in the number of sales, mm-hmm. and now year to date, we're up 17%. So we had a 37% swing.
Wow,
that's in the number of sales. And if you take out Montecito and Hope Ranch, as of October 30th, the number of sales are up 4%, but unfortunately in front of me, I don't have what it was in June to make that comparison. So clearly Montecito and Hope Ranch and Montecito, predominantly Montecito, is really driving the show. My guest is Oscar Way. He's the senior economist for the California Association of Realtors. Very interesting. So September, October, 711, 712,000. Did you say what it was the year before? Did I miss that?
Well, the year before is probably somewhere. I don't have the number right in front of me, but 712,000. That's about 17 or 18% above last year's level.
Oh.
So you can think, yeah. So that's significant, close to 20%. You know, above last year's level. So now, as I mentioned, you know, it is a lot has to do with, you know, change in the mix of sales as well. And I'm sure, as you mentioned, you're seeing a little bit more higher sales in you know, some of the higher end market in Santa Barbara. And I saw that earlier before I hopped on the call with you, that, you know, Santa Barbara as a county as a whole also set a new median record high median price for the county.
That's good to know. And I guess, like I said, Montecito's probably driving the train. Without Montecito, Hope Ranch, our median price went up 11%. Overall, though, went up 21%.
Mm-hmm.
And interesting that California has gone up as much as 18%. That blows me away, actually.
Yeah, that significant increase is you know, something that I did not expect. And you mentioned about, you know, surprise or shock. Yeah, I definitely did not expect a continuous. Now, I could see a single month with a double-digit gain of 15, 16, 17%. But, you know, we're seeing 3 months in a row of, you know, 17 or 14, 15, 17, and then another 18% increase. Now, not on a month-to-month basis, but compared to last year, still, that's very, very impressive. I did not expect that to go on. And, of course, a lot has to do with interest rates. Yeah, you already know, Mark, that interest rates hit record low in the last few months.
Yes, and what we'll probably do is save for the second segment is we can talk about 2021 expectations and interest rate movement. We'll save that for then. But yeah, getting back to what you were just saying, the median price or the number of sales. Now, this time of year, we're now, you know, in Thanksgiving, and I've noticed that the number of pending sales, generally, I never really track the number of pending sales per week, never have until this, and then it kind of gave me cause to do so. I track the number of closed sales predominantly. But I've noticed the last few weeks, you know, a little bit of drop of the high frenzy in the number of sales. But I'm attributing that, or I'm thinking you could attribute it to this time of year when things generally slow down anyway. But I really have never tracked it per se in terms of the fourth quarter and November and December. Is that something you've looked at in the past?
Yes, we do. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because this is definitely not a year that is following a traditional trend. You know, seasonality usually plays a role. And, you know, for our typical home buying season, it's between, what, April to maybe August, or maybe even, you know, stretching out to September. But, and I'm talking about close sales. But after that, things should actually slow down. This year, it's very, very different, you know, for a couple reasons. First, you know, we missed a lot of people, a lot of buyers, sellers, and of course, realtors miss April and May, you know, the traditional month where we're, you know, going into the market, buying and selling. But because of the shutdown, those 2 months actually got, you know, we have very, very low sales those 2 months, and it got pushed out to maybe June, July, and so on. So the home buying season actually got stretched a little bit further. Now, I definitely did not expect it to stretch all the way out to October, even November. And pending sales, you know, is a good indicator. For us, at the state level, again, we have been seeing double-digit, over 20% increase in pending sales. For our latest October number, it shows that pending sales increased from last year by about over 30%. That suggests to me that November sales are probably going to hold up, you know, pretty strong, much stronger than last year.
Very interesting. Oscar Way, the senior economist with the California Association of Realtors. Very interesting for me to learn what's going on the state level and compare it to what's going on the South Coast. And as I mentioned, our number of sales still, even the last 8 weeks, even though I've seen a few weeks where we were in below 30 in the number of sales, when we were in the mid-30s, high-30s, 48, 52, crazy. Even that, the last 8 weeks, we're still averaging 31.13 pennies per week compared to the 20.6 prior to March 13, so still up 50%. I don't know if I have the ability to go year-to-date on the number of pending sales. That's something I've never done. But it's interesting. The last thing you said, that the, what was the increase in the state in pending sales?
In the state, you know, pending sales increased in October by over 30%. So something like 33%. So you can imagine, you know, even if not all those pending sales would be closed because of escrow falling out, we're still looking at a double-digit increase.
Before we take a break and come back with Oscar Way, the senior economist of the California Association of Realtors, and talk about 2021 expectations and maybe interest rate movements and maybe throw in anything with the economy if we have time, you mentioned when we were talking about the median sales price, and of course that's the number that everything 50% above and 50% below sell at that number. And then you said, you know, a change in the mix of sales. So people always think, oh, the median price went up 20%, so my house went up 20%. But it also means something else, right?
It does. It does. You know, when I said the mix of sales change, think of it this way. You know, if you have 10 houses, usually you have houses like five of them are actually below 500,000, the other five of them above 500,000, then you will have a median of, let's say, 500,000, right? Something like that. But if all of a sudden we have all the sales, you know, above 500,000 for 1 month, then that actually pulls up, you know, the median price a little bit higher. So we're not really comparing, exactly comparing apples to apples this year compared to last year. And that's because we have more high-end homes being sold in 2020. That's because of a lot of different reasons, because of economic reasons. Part of it is because the economic downturn is affecting the lower price market a little bit more than a higher price market. And so you're absolutely right. Not every single home appreciate, you know, by 20%. In fact, you know, I would argue that, like I said earlier, maybe about half, if you want to, you know, kind of do a quick estimate, about half of the price of the increase in a median price is probably price appreciation. So if you look at 17 or 18%, probably half of those can be attributed to the mix of sales. The other half is actual price appreciation. We're still looking at 8 or 9% increase, though, you know, if you look at it that way.
Right, right. And of course, you know, it all comes down to local, and you're doing a market analysis of your property. And I'm sure maybe some local agents are listening right now and they're going, oh, wait a second, you know, the median sales price year to date is up 21%. And I can show you a house that actually, you know, the value went up 21%. So there's always going to be, you know, you're talking about the broad picture, and I can see what you're saying. We're going to take a quick break. My guest is Oscar Way. He's the senior economist with the California Association of Realtors. Come back and talk a little bit about 2020 expectations and interest rates movements. I want to ask you about some price point. I got some clients who are looking about buying a house, and you know, they want to know where things are going in the $5 million to $8 million range. So maybe you could answer that question. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.